Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A music and adventure world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A hike in the forest and swim in the sea. My meet silly creatures and learn new things. So sing great songs, travel on a train. But build a skyscraper and pilot a plane. Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to learn about horses. These beautiful, social, intelligent animals are quite amazing. Let's find out what horses eat, how baby horses grow, how they communicate, and some fun facts about these magnificent creatures.
Know-it-alls, horses.
They have thundered wild across the American Southwest. They've been the loyal companions of cavalry, cowboys, and kings alike. They've worked on farms and have even been used to help deliver fresh milk door to door.
What are they?
Answer, horses.
The horse belongs to the species Equus caballus. It is a hardy, four-legged mammal. Each leg has one toe that is protected by a hard covering called a hoof, which is a lot like a really thick toenail. First domesticated or tamed by people almost 6,000 years ago, these strong animals have been bred to help us everywhere, from the farm to the battlefield. Since then, horses have also been raised for sport and show. Horses, zebras, and donkeys are all related. They belong to the same animal family that scientists call Equidae. A mule is a crossbreed of a horse and a donkey.
How many types of horses are there?
While there are many different kinds or breeds of horses, they can be divided into three main groups: heavy horses, light horses, and ponies. Large muscular horses are called heavy breeds. They are usually the biggest and tallest horses. Originally bred in Northern Europe during the Middle Ages, they were used for carrying heavy loads and for pulling plows to till fields. The heavy horses were also used for battle. Sometimes they wore armor just like the medieval knights who rode them. Light horses are skinnier looking than the heavy breeds. They are bred for speed, agility, and stamina. Though most light horses are used for work such as pulling carriages and ranching, some are used in races and show competitions. Ponies are often thought to be baby horses, but they are actually breeds of horses that are much shorter, even when fully grown. A horse's eyes sit high on its long head. They are positioned to give the horse a wide field of vision, which is perfect for seeing other animals sneaking up from the sides or behind to hunt it for food. but the eyes also face forward so the horse can see whatever might be in front of it. The ears of a horse, also high on its head, can be controlled independently to allow the horse to figure out where sounds are coming from. Like many other animals, horses use their sense of smell to help them find food and water, and to recognize family, friends, and enemies.
How big are horses?
A horse is measured in hands from the ground to the top of its shoulders, called the withers. A hand is about 4 inches or 10.2 centimeters long, which is about the width of an adult's hand. Ponies are generally less than 14.2 hands high. Most light horses are 14.2 to 16 hands high. Heavy breeds usually stand more than 16 hands high. Averaging 17 hands high, the Shire is the largest horse. One Shire, named King, holds the record for being the tallest horse at 19.2 hands.
How do horses live?
Horses are social animals. In the wild, they live with their families in larger groups called herds. Most herds are made up of male and female horses, but some are all male. A dominant male horse called a stallion usually leads the herd. The stallion acts as the protector. There are very few types of undomesticated horses left in the world. Only the Przewalski's horse of Mongolia and untamed horses called feral horses still roam wild and free.
What do horses eat?
Horses are herbivores, which means they do not eat meat. They mostly graze on grass. Although grass is not very nutritious for people, it has everything horses need to stay strong and healthy. A horse's mouth and front teeth are especially well formed for eating grass right from the ground. Its long jaws are lined with teeth that grind the grass to a fine pulp, making it easy to swallow and digest.
How do baby horses grow?
Fast. A female horse called a mare usually gives birth to one baby at a time. The newborn horse called a foal can usually stand up within an hour of being born. Its legs may be unsteady at first, but soon it will be able to keep up with its mother at nearly full speed. A horse less than 4 years old is called a colt. Like all mammals, the baby drinks milk from its mother. To get extra nutrition, it may nurse for up to a year, although it starts eating grass within a few weeks of being born.
Do horses really wear shoes?
Believe it or not, horses need shoes. Their hooves can get worn down and damaged during the work they do. A blacksmith trims each hoof just like trimming a toenail. Then, the blacksmith attaches an iron horseshoe with nails. The nails don't hurt the horse, and the shoe protects the hoof and keeps it healthy. Horseshoes have been considered a sign of good luck for hundreds of years. One legend has it that St. Dunstan the blacksmith gave the horseshoe special power against evil. A blacksmith is someone who makes things out of metal by hand.
How do horses communicate?
Horses spend much of their time grooming each other to show affection, form friendships, and help each other clean up. But a horse may also nip at another horse to try to show that it is in charge.
Bet you didn't know.
All horses can sleep standing up. This allows them to quickly run away from predators because they don't have to get up off the ground and to their feet. But horses also rest and sleep lying down when they feel safe and comfortable. The horse is the only one-toed, one-hoofed creature on Earth. All other hoofed animals, such as cows, have two or more toes and split hooves. You may have seen pictures of Pegasus, a horse that had wings and could fly. But Pegasus was not real. No horse could ever fly. Have you ever seen a zebroid? A zebroid is a crossbreed of a horse and a zebra. Horses were once such an important part of life that the first trains were called iron horses, and the first automobiles were called horseless carriages. Even today, the word horsepower is used to describe how much work the machine can do. Engine-powered machines have replaced the horse in a number of ways, but horses have been our companion and helper for thousands of years. So I wouldn't say happy trails to the horse anytime soon, because grass will always be cheaper than gas.
Horses certainly are amazing animals. Here are some fun facts about horses that might surprise you. Horses can't burp or vomit. Their bodies are not designed to throw up. Food can only go down into their stomach and not up. Horses have a small stomach compared to its body size, so they prefer to eat a little at each feeding, but like to eat often. Horses drink 20 to 40 liters or 5 to 10 gallons of water a day. Horses are highly social animals and like to live in a group or herd. Horses breathe through their nose. They can't breathe through their mouth. Horses have bigger eyes than any other mammal that lives on land, and can see nearly 360 degrees at one time. But they have two blind spots, making it hard to see directly in front of them and directly behind them. A baby horse is called a foal. Male foals are called colts, and female foals are called fillies. A foal can run shortly after being born. Horses cannot recognize the color red. They see the colors yellow and blue the best. The sound that a horse makes is called a neigh. So, let's end today with one of my favorite songs, Old MacDonald Had a Farm. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.